Now there is this original revelation from God. The invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Now, this universe that you and I live in, it tells two things about God, His person and His power. And it's been from the time that the world was created, and it's clearly seen. How can invisible things be seen? Well, Paul made this a paradox purposely. When people say today, oh, the dim light of nature way back yonder at the beginning, man in the Stone Age, and he began to fall down when a tree fell in the wilderness and the lightning struck it. That's a man-made lie. Creation is as clear as anything possibly can be. Creation is one of God's methods of revelation and its primary revelation. The psalmist says, when I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained. Why, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. His eternal power and deity, power and person. Creation reveals the unchangeable power and existence of God. He's left Himself without witness, in that He did good. He gave us rain from heaven, fruitful seasons, filling our heart with food and gladness. And we are the offspring, not the sons of God, but the creation of God. And we ought not to think the Godhead's like unto gold or silver. There is that within man which so catches the meaning of all that's without as to issue in an instinctive knowledge of God. I think today the most ridiculous thing in the world is an atheist. He is the most illogical. He's the most senseless. He's the most stupid. For the fool hath said in his heart, that word fool means insane person. You're insane when you deny the existence of God. It's a great universal fact that man is totally depraved. And there is an ecumenical movement, but it's not toward God, it's away from God. And the whole world stands guilty before God, and all need righteousness which they cannot supply at all. You see that God cannot save man by perfection, because man can't present it. And He can't save man by imperfection, because He is holy. So God has had to step in and provide man a salvation. The question is, does he need it? And Paul puts down here these basic facts that man is a sinner before God. Now, if he isn't a sinner, he doesn't need a Savior. And the measure of salvation, of course, is the measure of sin. And it's what you think of yourself that'll determine what you think of Christ. If you are self-sufficient, you won't need Him at all. And if you see yourself in need of a Savior, then you will turn to Him. That is all important. Now, Paul's not trying to prove here man's a sinner. He's merely stating facts that are quite obvious. Now, he has said that there's a natural revelation of God. Nature has enough in it to keep man on the track today. That is, that there is a God, and that this God has power. Now, very candidly, that natural revelation of God ought to bring man to the place where he bows before his Creator, and when he does, then he'll find out that there is a special revelation of God. And that special revelation of God is in the Word of God, and that reveals the fact that today this Creator came down to this earth, and that He entered into humanity and became one of us. And He walked here. He took upon Himself our humanity with its weaknesses. And He died, suffered, and bled and died upon a cross to reveal the love of God. And friends, you're not going to find the love of God out in nature. I know the poets talk about babbling brooks. But the very fact that the brooks babble in summer mean that most of them are frozen up in winter, and you just don't sit down and meditate there. Nature is not at all kind. Nature can be very cruel. We stood over yonder in Turkey on the ruins of Pergamos and looked down My friend, one step and you'd step into eternity because of the law of gravitation, and the love of God wouldn't stop you one inch on the way down. Why? Because the love of God is revealed in one place, and that is the cross of Christ. And if you could convince me today that God was just a spectator to this little universe, and that that's all that he did was create it, and that was all that he did, demonstrated his tremendous power, then I'd be prepared to turn my back upon him, but he didn't do that. He's revealed his love, and that love is revealed towards sinners, that he loved us and he gave himself for us. What a glorious truth that is here.